You're listening to an audio production of The Scout and the Snake Eggs, brought to you by Campfire Stories and S'more.com. There was a husky Boy Scout named Patrick who thought that he knew everything about everything. He hiked and camped and read all he could about the outdoors. He even bragged that he could live off the land just like the pioneers if he had a chance. Finally, some of his fellow scouts got tired of him listening to him and bet him $20 he couldn't even get through one full night and day without going to McDonald's for a burger. They all pitched in their change and shook hands on the bet. With the bet on, Patrick, with no food or water, started his journey deep into the woods. The other scouts made sure to search both Patrick and his knapsack to make sure he wasn't carrying any Snickers or anything. At first, Patrick pitched up his tent, set up his camp. He could do that easily enough. Then he began to forage for wild food. None of the leaves looked like the ones he read about. He tried about 10 different kinds of nuts and berries, but didn't care much for any of them. He confidently set a snare and waited for his victorious accomplishment to catch his dinner. Hours later, he came back, checked the snare. Sure enough, it was tripped. Caught a whole leaf in it. Frustrated and getting a little hungry, he started hunting around animal holes, hoping to catch something, but nobody was home in any of them. Patrick remembered reading about following animal tracks to hunt for animals. So he started searching around for tracks, but only seemed to find his tennis shoe marks. Exhausted and frustrated, he decided to call it quits for the night and went to bed hungry. The next day wasn't any better. He got a handful of fur off the end of a squirrel's tail, but couldn't catch the squirrel itself. He found a lot of rabbit signs, but no rabbit. He scared the heck out of a lot of fish, but didn't catch a one. He peeled the bark off three or four kinds of plants and didn't find any he liked. Finally, as he was getting a drink from the stream, wondering where he's going to get $20 to pay off losing the bet, he saw a nest. The eggs were strangely round, not oval-shaped like most birds. They were a pale white, not brightly colored like bird eggs ought to be. They were kind of leathery instead of having a nice hard shell like eggs from the grocery store, but he didn't care. He was hungry and it was time to eat. Being the scout that he was, Patrick decided to only take one egg and leave the others alone. He tried to get a fire started, but it seemed a lot harder to do than what he had read in all his books. After several tries, he gave up on the fire. The egg he grabbed was leathery and slimy and couldn't crack it open. He was getting desperate and real hungry. So he took a deep breath, held his nose, and just swallowed the egg whole. It tasted awful and sat like a rock in his stomach. Admitting defeat to himself, he packed up his tent, went back to the other scouts. Of course, though, he told them all how he ate like a king. He told them that he gathered roots and nuts and berries and caught a squirrel and so on and so on. They didn't much believe him, but they paid up anyway because he didn't seem hungry. But in all actuality, his stomach started to become a little upset and didn't really feel much like eating. Back home the next day, Patrick's stomach got worse. He started taking antacid tablets for the pain. This helped a little, and he figured it'd all pass. Worst he could do would just be throw it up, which didn't happen. The stomach ache kept returning over the next few weeks. They didn't, however, seem to get less and less painful as time went on. After telling everyone he was fine and that he ate like a king in the woods, he was too embarrassed to tell anyone. So he just kept taking antacid, and for some odd reason, he suddenly began real hungry, started eating more and more. Even though he seemed to constantly be eating, Patrick started to grow thin and pale. His friends were getting a little worried about him, but he just bragged that he went on a diet to trim down for his next camping trip. He began to spend more and more time in his room, laying in bed with the light out and feeling sick to his stomach. It looked like he was going to be there the whole summer. He just kept getting hungry and hungrier. Even though he ate, he got skinnier and weaker and paler. One day, one of his friends came over to check on him.
"He's upstairs,"
said his mother.
"He's been there since breakfast."
The friend went up and knocked on the bedroom door. No answer. Friend went inside and in the dark room saw Patrick lying on the bed. The friend spoke to him. No answer. The friend turned on the light. Patrick was lying on the bed, cold, pale, and dead. His eyes were wide open, staring at nothing, and his mouth was wide open. That's when his friend got a little closer, only to notice crawling slowly out of Patrick's mouth was a long, wet snake, darting its tongue in and out, looking for its next meal. You just listened to an audio production of The Scout and the Snake Eggs by CampfireStoriesandSmore.com.